The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, coming to you live from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network, on this Monday, folks, 28 September 2009. Well, what a very interesting weekend it has been. Don't laugh, Mr. Producer. At any rate, we will move onward. Been a lot of distractions here lately. There is a story out there that ammo rationing at Walmart as panic buying sweeps U.S. Now, the byline on this is, used to be gold was precious, now it's lead. And supposedly, it's because Barack Hussein Obama is in the White House. No, I don't think that's why we've got massive gun sales and ammunition sales going through the roof. I don't think that's the reason. And it's very interesting that they're admitting that, well, we're having to put on other shifts. Remington, give you an example, Al Russo, I wonder if that's in relation to Aaron Russo, said that we've had to add a fourth shift. How do you add a fourth shift? 20, how many would that, six, and that would be, 32-hour a day. We got 32-hour days now. At any rate, he said, it's a phenomenon that I have not seen before in my 30 years in the business. So, and I'll be honest with you, folks, I'm surprised Walmart is even selling ammunition anymore. That really surprises me. So we'll get into that issue and a lot of others. When I get back out of the break, I've been dying. There's the story. And what a segue. I've been dying to play this song from Steve Voss. Come and take it if you can. Little story about Texas. Something to do with, I don't know, a bunch of Mexicans and the Alamo and some damn cannon. Pardon? Gonzales, Texas. Si, senor. Yeah. Come and take it if you can. And it kind of morphs into present day. If you think it's a good idea to come and get my gun, okay. We'll do the same thing we did with the Mexicans. We'll let you have it one round at a time. We'll be back right after this break. Thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate you joining the program today. We'll kick this thing off right after this short break for the network, folks.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart of Texas, back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds. It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Anna sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said?
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Well, that started a revolution that no one could put down. Like a wildfire for freedom, it's burning even now. You see, even if you got an army, when all is said and done, you just don't mess with Texas, especially when it comes to guns. The Mexicans went home without that cannon.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line.
If you want this done, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Now I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up. At least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
One shot at a time. Steve Voss, his website is stevevoss.com. Want to order that music? Go to his site. Steve Voss, StevevVaus.com. Ammo rationing at Walmart as panic buying sweeps U.S. Used to be gold was precious, now it's lead. Lewis Page wrote this. He said, the USA is suffering from the most severe ammunition famine in living memory. Gun fanciers, fearing a Democrat crackdown on every American's right to pack heat, are clearing the shelves in ammo shops and hoarding cartridges. I'll make my comments after the story. AP reports that the Remington Arms Company factory in North Carolina is now working around the clock, trying to supply insatiable demands for rifle, pistol, and shotgun cartridges. And I already read you what Remington spokesman Al Russo said. We've had to add a fourth shift and go 24/7. I don't know. Do they have? I'm sorry. Yeah, but it doesn't say they added the third shift on Sundays. No, it just said we added a fourth shift. Maybe. Hey, I don't know. Maybe the sun's different down in North Carolina. Maybe they got 32 hours in a day. I don't know. I didn't write the story. Don't pick on me. The shortages are so bad that Retail Global Corp, Walmart, has been forced to introduce rationing at the ammo counter in many of its stores. Depending on the caliber, customers may be limited to purchases of just 50 rounds at a time. One shot at a time. Apparently, classic 45 ACP pistol ammunition is especially scarce, a fairly good indication that it is, in fact, conservative middle America rather than, say, inner-city criminals buying up all the ammo. According to the National Rifle Association, America's pro-guns lobby, I might beg to differ with that, but at any rate, the people of the USA normally buy about 7 billion cartridges a year, an average of 23 rounds per head. 23 rounds. 300 million? Does that add up? I don't have a calculator with that many zeros. At any rate, they're interested in the flavor, not the accuracy here in the story. This past year has seen that figure jump to 9 billion. The FBI reports a 25% climb in background checks made prior to gun sales. The ammo rush has been dubbed the Obama effect by gun industry people, but in fact, there is no sign at present of any particularly aggressive move towards stricter federal gun laws. Police forces across the states reportedly suffered for some ammo shortages earlier in the year. But this was in large part unrelated to the surge in civilian demand. Rather, heavy use of the U.S. military overseas made it hard to obtain ammunition such as the vaunted 5.56-millimeter assault rifle intermediate power cartridge, commonly used by plods of troops, but much less so by civilian gun owners. Well, okay, there's only a couple more lines here. Meanwhile, the ongoing shortages has seen ammo prices soar. Used to be gold, but now lead is the most expensive metal, one gun enthusiast told AP and worth every penny. Well, no, there's a lot of people out there with AR-15s, and they've been buying a lot of 5.56 millimeter rounds. A lot of people are buying the 7.62 by 3.9 rounds. Yes, they're buying 22s. They're buying 45 ACP. They're buying everything that they can. And it's not as the story would suggest. How did they put it? The Obama effect? Yeah, okay, maybe a little bit. But people are sensing that this country is ready to crash, and they don't want to be standing there with no lead in their pockets, so to speak. Yeah, it was true during the Clinton administration when we saw all the anti-gun legislation, assault weapon bans. I mean, if you could get into a gun show, chances are by the time, and I'm telling you, it was elbows to butts. I mean, you were that close to people, meandering and rocking back and forth rather than walking in a normal gait because you couldn't put your foot forward because you'd step on somebody else's heel. And if you were lucky enough to get to a table, maybe there wasn't any ammo left or guns to buy. I swear, folks, I saw this old grandmother with a handcart with about 7 cases on it, and she was struggling, but, man, she was carting that ammo out. And just as a person that's naturally inquisitive, I looked at her and I said, "Ma'am, why are you buying all that ammo?" She said, "Because Bill Clinton's in office and he's anti-gun." Well, this phenomenon has been going on for a number of years. The people in this country have weapons, many, many thousands of rounds of ammunition, not just because of a political stance, let's say, on firearms, but the overall feeling that the Second Amendment was there to protect ourselves and our private property, and that's been threatened for a number of years. People's well-being, their sanctity has been threatened, and just out of a natural course, people have been buying weapons and ammunition for years and years and years and years. So, come and take it if you want it. You might get it back one shot at a time. DV Kid is going to be on my program Wednesday, and she just wrote a News With You story about the destroyers who control Congress, the White House, and the media. She writes that back in 1992, less than a year after I began my journey of learning the truth about who really runs this country, who the traitors are and how deep the corruption runs, Bush Sr. began promoting a new world order. As a matter of fact, he used that term 162 times while he was president. Those of us who tried to explain the planned destruction of America were called the usual names, wackos, anti-government, this or that. The same year, Joe Biden, as she says, traitor to the Republic, openly on the Senate floor, outlined the Wilsonian vision for a new world order. One world government, new world order, just code words for anti-government. Disenfranchise kooks writing all those books because they hate President Clinton. No, make that George Bush Jr. No, make that Marxist Obama / Sartoro. Millions like me have given up precious time with our family. Fun is a word of the past, and forget any paychecks. Just because we don't have anything better to do, what I learned in the first year of my research scared the hell out of me, and that took care of the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. There was a job to do, and that was try and reach every American who would listen. Back then, there were a few. Now, we are on the brink, and the destroyers no longer hide their intentions. The usurpers talk about uniform international monetary regulations. What Comrade Obama speaks of is a component of one world government, one world banking system, all but a fait accompli, and it will destroy what's left of our economy and our sovereignty. It will end up reducing us, our children and grandchildren, to poverty like third world countries. To defeat your enemy, you must understand them and always remember, he who controls the money and the gold controls everything. I'll continue with this on the other side of the break. Remember, I'm going to have this woman on Wednesday.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Yes, but the man with a gun, whose side is he on? Ours or the globalists? One world government means one world religion, and that's where Rick Warren's of the world come into play. Warren's mission is modern religion. His crusade is to build a unified theology which pushes civility. I've watched him, and he's very slick. There's a huge effort worldwide to blend the world's religions, ending up with some wacky version of the New Age baloney. The number one goal, of course, is to destroy Christianity in this country. It is essential in fostering communism because communism can only flourish in a godless nation. Global domination under a brutal communistic totalitarian force is the ultimate goal. One world military. That would be all nations' troops put under the control of the communist United Nations. No more sovereign nations, no more borders. Regionalization of all nations on a globe while sacking and looting the more prosperous ones, beating them into the ground while subsidizing poor countries and enriching brutal dictators around the world. By the way, Obama donated $400,000 to charities run by Gaddafi's children. That's our money. Get in the way of the destroyers, and you will find yourself on the other end of a U.S. missile or other ordnance full of depleted uranium. Brute force. If it weren't for other dedicated Americans, who also spent decades trying to reach people like me, I would never found the truth. In the past, there were courageous members of Congress who tried to warn the American people, who were not listening back then. It was sex, drugs, rock and roll, and good times, while the destroyers were hard at work. This is what the Honorable Marjorie S. Holt of Maryland in the House of Representatives said on the floor of the House on January 19th of 1976. Mrs. Holt, Mr. Speaker, many of us recently received a letter from the World Affairs Council in Philadelphia inviting members of Congress to participate in a ceremonial signing of a Declaration of Interdependence. On January 30th in Congress Hall, adjacent to Independence Hall in Philadelphia, a number of members of Congress have been invited to sign this document, lending their prestige to its theme, but I want the record to show my strong opposition to this declaration. It calls for surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It declares that our economy should be regulated by international authorities. It proposes that we enter a new world order that would redistribute the wealth created by the American people. Mr. Speaker, this is an obscenity that defiles our Declaration of Independence, signed 200 years ago in Philadelphia. We fought a great revolution for independence and individual liberty, but now it is proposed that we participate in a world socialist order. Are we proud and a free people, or are we a carcass to be picked by the jackals of the world who want to destroy us? When one cuts through the high-flown rhetoric of this Declaration of Interdependence, one finds key phrases that tell the story. For example, it states, "The economy of all nations is a seamless web, and that no one nation can any longer effectively maintain its processes of production and monetary systems without recognizing the necessity for collaborative regulation by international authorities." How do you like the idea of international authorities controlling our production and monetary system, Mr. Speaker? How could any American dedicated to our national independence and freedom tolerate such an idea? The Declaration goes on to urge a strengthening of the United Nations and a broadening of the jurisdiction of the World Court, that these may preside over a reign of law that will not only end wars, but end as well the mindless violence which terrorizes our society even in times of peace. Examine this closely. It suggests that world government will somehow cure the problems of the crime and terrorism, not just the problem of war. Quite obviously, the sponsors of this declaration have lost all contact with reality. Mr. Speaker, we have lately witnessed the United Nations organizing in full cry against America and our allies in the free world. We have watched the UN become an instrument of the Soviet Union and its shabby following of despots, large and small. America should never subject her fate to decisions by such an assembly unless we long for national suicide. Instead, we have independence and freedom. That's what she said on the House floor. Marxist Bill Clinton, D.V. goes on to say, gave many rousing speeches in favor of interdependence with other nations and giving up our sovereignty. How about Alvin Toffler, who said, "We need to completely reconsider the structure of the Constitution"? The vile, despicable Newt Gingrich wrote the foreword to Toffler's book. Newt was his boy, and if you want to know the real Newt Gingrich, she has a column that was highlighted here. I'm not going to go into it. Here's what's called the controlled opposition, just like Mitt Romney. Stop throwing money at Gingrich's organization and buying his books. Gingrich never lifted a finger to get us out of the UN, abolish the privately owned Federal Reserve, or get rid of unnecessary income tax. Read to the rest of what she had to say. Remember what I just read to you and what that woman said on the House floor. 1976, the same year they came out with the Declaration.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Talking about Gingrich, he rode the rails to get the largest destroyer of jobs ever to hit this country past, NAFTA, cheered on by Rush Limbaugh, his cohorts in destroying millions of good jobs and shipping them overseas, Dennis Hastert, Dick Armey, John Bonner, Ron Portman, Tom Daschle, Nancy Pelosi, Christopher Dodd, Ted Kennedy, Joe Lieberman, John Kerry, Joe Biden, Juan McCain, supposed to be John McCain, Bob Dole, and Mitch McConnell, just to name a few. These leaders then shoved the unconstitutional World Trade Organization down our throat. We now have 15 million Americans unemployed, but all those fat cats have been well rewarded for their treachery and selling out the American people. In 1947, newspapers wrote about a secret new constitution to replace ours. Americans weren't paying attention. The war was over. Our grandparents and parents were trying to put our country back on track and pursue the American dream. There was no internet to get the truth to millions at the tap of a key. By the way, in 1976, Rockefeller-backed foundation, 10 years, millions of dollars spent to come up with what? The new state's constitution that was rolled out just in time for this little interdependence signing that happened in Philadelphia. These people have been at it for a very long time. In 1972, Richard Nixon met with Chou Enlai in Shanghai to cement a new world order. America crawled into bed with the commies, the same communists that who were holding our POW MIAs from the Korea and Vietnam conflicts. Only God knows how many are still alive, but those butchers of Beijing had them at the same time Nixon was over there kissing Enlai's backside and toasting champagne. As awareness of the diabolical plans afoot began to circulate America, the destroyers wasted no time in implementing plans to force a police state upon us and cover their evil with supposedly good governmental organizations to help the people. A prime example is the work of Oliver North, darling of the right and a disgrace to his uniform. Under the direction of Ronald Reagan, North drew up plans for martial law using FEMA, a little-known agency, but a major player in the big plan. North directly helped draft the plan in 1984 to impose martial law in the United States in the event of an emergency. This secret plan would suspend the U.S. Constitution and turn over control of the government to this little-known agency at the time, FEMA. This plan would appoint military commanders to run state and local governments. Implementation of this plan would have been triggered by violent and wise spread through internal dissent. Disagreement with government policy or national opposition to any U.S. military invasion abroad. Essentially, it amounted to a complete and total suspension of the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights. In anger and shock that the lowly lieutenant colonel was actually integral in setting up a shadow government, Attorney General William French Smith resigned. I know this type of information is very upsetting to people. They don't want to believe it because betrayal is a painful emotion. Unless and until you take the time to do the research, and I don't mean just somebody's opinion, I mean documented times, dates, places, players, and agenda. It's easy just to blow all this off as blathering from the conspiracy wingnuts. To do so will be fatal to our republic. Once you see the big picture, then you will understand why all of these monstrous pieces of legislation, cap and trade, universal health care, the water heist bill, five hate crime bills on deck right now, gun control and more, and so important to those who control our government. The agenda is now in hyperdrive because the cat is out of the bag and the American people are on the march. This will not be tolerated in the least by the elite cabal. I know many Americans believe that Barack Hussein Obama is just a nice, charismatic, Caucasian kind of Negro guy who worked his way up from the middle class to become the leader of the free world. They bought the big lies sold to them by liars for hire in the so-called mainstream media and cable networks like MSNBC and CNN. Thankfully, many are beginning to see they bought a defective product. Comrade Obama was groomed from his early years by his communist mentors to be right where the cabal at the top wanted him for many reasons. Attack his policies, you're a racist. It's the old divide and conquer trap. The usurper has tried to convince people he's a Christian who spent 20 years in a church which teaches black liberation theology. Marxism wrapped up in black Jesus. The Obama Sortoro spent a few years in Indonesia and enlisted as a Muslim for the purpose of school enrollment. That set people off into a tizzy. I never believe Comrade Obama is a Muslim. He smokes, drinks alcohol. He's a bisexual, supports killing unborn babies, fought hard to deny babies born alive, during an abortion, any medical care to keep them alive, and champions sodomites and lesbians. Now, all of those things are taboo for Muslims. Personally, I believe the usurper is an atheist, just like his mother, Stanley. She was a hardcore atheist by age 15, and in Obama's own words, the biggest influence in his life. That is, until Frank Marshall Jr. got a hold of him. I know millions of Americans are waking up and becoming active. A little over a year ago, tens of millions of Americans got shocked out of their comfort zones when the manufactured banking crisis hit and the traitors in Congress, led by Pelosi and Henry Reid, and signed off by another New World Order lackey, George Bush Jr., robbed the American people blind with the so-called bailout legislation. Every single step taken since then has been carefully calculated, and it spells even further financial disaster for our own nation and people. But who's behind it? Who really controls Congress, the White House, and the media? Who are they? The Bilderberg Group, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission? Let's start with those. The CFR and the Trilats are the water carriers for the upper crust of global elite and bankers dubbed the Bilderbergers. The group poo-pooed by popular talk show hosts like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. Their agenda is to destroy the Republic and bring America under global world domination. While some of the flunkies from academia and media might protest, these two organizations are nothing more than bipartisan think tanks. Those of us who have done the hard documented research know better. There is a new book that I put at the top of the list that every American must read, The True Story Behind the Bilderberg Group by Daniel Estulin. I've listed a few more in the links section because they also should be read. But read Daniel's book first. These are the traitors of the world who call themselves the elites. These are the ones who make sure there are endless wars for profit, ensure poor countries stay poor, while demanding the fruits of our labor to continue supporting their evil agenda. The individuals in Daniel's book set policy for our government. They play governments around the world like pieces on a chessboard, the big game. These people are responsible for destroying our economy with their arrogance and attempting to create a one-world financial system. By the way, Comrade Obama is working on the final details. That is now in shambles. Ah, but they have a solution. Get rid of our dollar and go to a global currency. This would only create another form of debt currency and drag America further into abject poverty. You must know who these people are, even though they don't want you to know their diabolical plans. They want you to stay distracted with their political bickering as the organizations and minions under them continue their work. This is what Patrick Henry said. Yeah, you know, one of those stodgy old farts from yesteryear. He says, it is natural for a man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against a painful truth and listen to the song of the siren till she transforms us into beast. For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. For the sake of our nation, your life, your family, and future generations, do not close your eyes to the painful truth. I'll be talking with her Wednesday. Let's go to the telephones here. Joe in Virginia. Thanks for holding, Joe.
Yeah, I was early on, and when you got started, you mentioned people buying ammunition because they were afraid it was going to run out. No, I think if just half of them are buying it because they see what's going on in like places like Pittsburgh,
yeah.
I want to tell the rest of the country that every box of ammunition you buy sends an sends a unforgettable message to Washington because they're watching that stuff.
Well, and hey, Joe, we knew we had more than a million people up there on 9/12. And the one guy, and it was just absolutely precious, his one sign read, this time we've come unarmed.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy I'd like to meet.
Yeah, there you go.
Because the next time they show up, and I'll, you know, maybe the people who help get those things together are listening, they should do that two or three times a year. And the reason why is because it sends a message that they will not forget. I think everybody knows that President Obama left town that day.
Yeah.
And I'm sure something popped up on his schedule when they realized how many people, you know, when they estimated how many people they thought they really were going to have.
Well, it's amazing to me. And you know as well as I do, Joe, because you've been to the gun shows, you've talked to people, I've talked to them, I've been at the gun shows. this buying of guns and ammunition has been going on for 20-plus years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this isn't a phenomenon just because Bill Clinton or Janet Reno or any other gun grabber in Washington, D.C. No, people have, if they didn't know why they were doing it, they just knew that their liberty and freedom was being threatened, and that was the natural course of action, of going out there and buying something to defend yourself with.
And now it's stepping up and increasing even more, though. So what does that tell you? I want to say something about somebody who's paying attention to things. I was in a Lowe's today, and I was talking to a fella in line. I said, have you been paying attention to what's going on up in Pittsburgh? And he said, come into a neighborhood near you. And what he was saying was, yep, we'll be seeing it, you know, all over America soon. And so people are getting the message. I mean, they are hearing. And they're walking up and down these aisles. Some of them you think don't know what's going on, but if you stop them and ask them, and I'll just stop anybody, you know, and say, hey, what do you see going on in the country? And he said, you know, some people say hard times are coming, and they're, you know, we're going to see it, you know, flooding the streets, and they're talking, you know, blood and stuff like that they're afraid of. Mm-hmm. So they're going out there, and they're buying their guns. Those people who don't have guns are buying guns and ammunition. Those of us who have them are just buying ammunition. And like I said before, every box you buy, it's better than a postcard or any kind of special invitation or sit down with your representative, because they're worried about that more than anything else.
I understand that. All right, Joe, thanks for your call.
All right, bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I've been watching the goings-on at the United Nations, the General Assembly, watching a lot of different things. And I'll tell you what, it's coming down here. Folks, it's going to be either you stand with the law and God, family, and country, and Constitution, and all those other things, or you just submit. You tell yourself you're doing this only because you've received orders to do it. Or I've got a badge on and a gun, and this is the official policy, and I need to get paid. I got children to feed. You better check your premise. You weren't born to a paycheck. You weren't born with a gun and a badge on. Power eventually is turned to the dark side. Don't let it happen. By the way, I don't know what's going on up in Canada. People up there are just waking up in droves. Ian V. McDonald, M.A., from Ottawa, Ontario, and he's an ex-RCAF commander of the Foreign Service. This is what he just wrote to the editor of the National Post in Toronto. He said, "Dear sir, Netanyahu's 6 million ploy. Even his most deluded followers must have rolled their eyes at Benjamin Netanyahu's jingoistic diatribe at the UN, which was little more than a caricature of long-discredited Zionist propaganda mythology. He begins by condemning the systematic assault on the truth, then, with stunning chutzpah, plunges into a farrago of lies and deceptions that would have even made Golda Meir blush. He begins with the Wannsee Conference, canard where Nazi officials decided how to exterminate the Jewish people. There is no evidence to support this lurid story, least of all the precise instructions. He then ludicrously implies that the existence of construction plans for Auschwitz and Birkenau concentration camps was evidence that 1 million Jews were murdered, although it is not self-evident that the facilities were intended to house workers, not kill them. Netanyahu shoots himself in the foot again by citing tattooed numbers on survivors' arms, which would make no sense had the prisoners been destined for extermination. He states that one-third of all Jews perished, then ups the ante to 6 million a few sentences later. Holocaust historians, however, can produce no evidence that more than a few hundred thousand died, nor a shred of forensic evidence of the use of gas chambers, the alleged main engine of destruction, and the pillar of the Holocaust legend. With mind-boggling hypocrisy, Netanyahu concludes his histrionics with a charge against Iran of combining fanaticism with nuclear capability, a charge of which Israel herself is egregiously and elusively guilty. Small wonder that Israel's credibility, and by extension, her survivability, are crumbling. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Yep. Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
And, you know, I find it kind of interesting. You watch the videos of these people down in Pittsburgh. I know quite a few people down in Pittsburgh. And there's a lot of talk in that city right now about everything that's been going on. My first question is why in the heck did they have to have it in Pittsburgh?
I don't know the answer to that. Why they picked that particular venue. You know, when they're so worried about security, these are the world's elite. They can go to private islands. They could go anywhere in the world. But why have it in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Hang on a second. We got a break. We'll be right back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. Yeah, Steve, that's a good question. Yeah, why, got any opinions? Why did they do it in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Well, I absolutely do. As a matter of fact, I believe that Pittsburgh was a proving ground. They wanted an American city that they knew was sort of central to not only larger cities, but also the hinterland, you know, the countryside, the flyover areas. They wanted to see how many people this G20 summit would attract, first of all, to see if the American people are on the ball. And then secondly, they wanted to test out some of the new crowd-controlled devices, the new technology. And, you know, I've been hearing a lot from the people down in Pittsburgh about the indiscriminate use of these sound cannons on children that weren't even anywhere near those places. They were just driving down some of the back roads and just blasting away at people that were sitting on their front porches. So, you know, and I have a little antidote to that technology, and that is, John, you ever see these little devices that you sort of look like a parabolic dish, and you aim it at something, and you can actually hear from like a mile away what people are saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the people would just get themselves little parabolic dishes, they could actually aim those sound waves right back at the people that are sending it to them.
Did you see the one clip? It was on YouTube of one of them, some military guys sitting on one of these units, just sitting up there smiling from ear to ear after they set off a blast to the crowd.
Yeah.
I watched this, and I thought to myself, what in God's name are these people thinking? You know, and I was not there, so I cannot tell you how widespread the violence was, but some of this stuff is highly suspicious, such as the military-dressed guys jumping out of that bronze-colored Crown Victoria and hauling one person off in the back seat, driving off in the distance through a cloud of tear gas. You know, who was that guy? Was it one of their own provocateurs that were in there stirring up trouble, so they decided to extract him? And we've seen this happen before, time and time and time again. You know, and I was just wanted to say, Steve, you know, since the media didn't cover the 9/12 thing up in Washington, where over a million people showed up, barely any, and the only time they talked about it was days after the event, only to discount the numbers and give us the opinion that there were tens of thousands of there and not possibly millions. But according to the Park Police, the largest gathering that had ever happened in Washington, D.C. And where was the violence there? Evidently, they didn't think it necessarily important to put provocateurs in there smashing federal property or, you know, burning some police cars or whatever else. Over a million people show up and even pick up their trash and before they leave town. I mean...
Well, not only that, John, but, you know, you got to look at it this way. They set that whole situation up over in Pittsburgh, and it just showed me one thing, and that is that it's just like the people over in Afghanistan. If you know, they may be able to control the cities, but they're certainly not going to be able to control the countryside, not with the technology that they got.
Well, and you know what? Just ask the Russians how well they did in Afghanistan.
John, is that... The biggest coverage of the whole thing, the whole G20 thing, was on YouTube.
I know.
What did that tell you?
Yeah, no kidding. All right, hey, thanks for your call, Steve.
Okay, John, have a good one.
You too. We'll take the top of the hour break. Second hour of the National Intel coming up. We'll take your calls as well, 800-313-9443. We must take America back. We must take America.
With recent